Hello, and welcome to Recipe Challenge.
Hello, we're back. We took a month break.
We're back. We're ready for action.
Yes.
With episode 9.
Yeah.
Minnesota State Fair dupes.
Ugh.
We've added the dupes since the last time we talked.
We love a dupe.
We do love a dupe. We're back. It's August.
Yeah.
The state fair has not yet started as of this recording.
Not yet.
Katie is going to the fair.
I am going to the fair. My mom's coming into town. She lives in Massachusetts. She went for the first time last year with me.
Okay.
Did
she love it?
I think so.
Okay.
We have relatives that own a fried dough stand.
Right. I forgot about this.
So we are going to get free. We got some free
fried dough.
I call it fried dough. Do you call it funnel cakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's weird.
Similar.
I thought people on the East Coast were all about the funnel cake.
Yeah.
No?
I always grew up with fried dough, but fried dough, when we got it, was just like a flat. It was more flat. It wasn't like ribbons of dough, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Is that funnel cake?
Now I'm not sure. It's been
in Canada, it's beaver tails, all sorts of stuff.
Oh my God.
I know.
What?
Lots beaver of different tail. Names.
It might be over a decade since I've had a funnel cake,
yeah.
But it's definitely funnel cake.
Yeah.
Okay, so
what
other things do you like to eat at the fair?
One of my favorite things is the Australian potatoes, which I don't even
heard about these.
I don't even know if there's any real tie to Australia, but they're just like huge
potato skins?
Kind of like a potato skin. It's like
TGI Fridays or you know those restaurants from the 90s, 80s, they would have potato skins and it was like such a big deal.
So good.
They were really good.
The potatoes they use are huge because they're just these huge slices of potatoes. But the best part is you can get a ranch dipping sauce.
All right.
And then they have like a nacho cheese dipping sauce. So you just like.
Okay. So there's nothing cooked on them. You're just dipping
them? They're just fried.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
But they're so good.
Okay. Okay.
They're really tasty.
The one thing I love at the fair, which is so like not fun or special, is there's the stand that's like. It doesn't matter where it is. All it is is apple pie and ice cream, but the way they do it, it's amazing.
It sounds great.
It's all I ever want, really. I'm always like, oh, well, these new things to try, but then I'm like, but apple pie.
Is it warm?
Yes. Oh. With like really good ice cream.
That's my other go-to is the Dairy Barn like twist cone or like
a
vanilla
God.
Cone.
Yeah.
Because it's,
okay.
I mean, does it, I don't know, does it taste better just because you're at the fair or it's just so fresh?
Yeah. Is it my imagination or in the past couple of years, has the fair really ramped up on the weird foods? Like we got to have more special, crazy foods.
Yes.
And so last year was like the year of the pickle.
Yeah.
Like everything was pickle. I didn't go last year, but it was like pickle pizza, pickle lemonade.
Yeah. There's
and
a lot.
I don't know what this year's theme is at the, I don't think they have one.
I don't think there's a theme. No.
No.
But there's, that's a big deal when the new foods come out.
Right. And
last year when we went, I think I went too hard. Like, I was like, we're going to try all these new foods.
Oh.
And we're going to do this and this and this. And for my mom and brother, it was their first time at the fair. We should have just done, like, the basics, right?
Oh.
Like, the basic corn dog.
Yeah.
Sweet Martha's cookies.
Right.
Just baby animals. Like,
right.
Not try to do all the big new stuff. So this year we're going to try, I'm going to tone it down.
You're scaling back?
Ugh, yes.
Okay.
Let's scale back a little bit.
Scale back.
Yeah.
So what are your top three favorite things to do at the Minnesota State Fair?
Oh, man. I mean, I love the baby animals.
Baby
That's
animal
great.
Barn.
I do like the art.
Yes.
The art building is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun to walk through. What else do I have to do? I do like the seeing like the baked going through like the baked goods
won. Okay.
Quilts, I think, are in that building, just like the things people have made.
I haven't looked at that stuff in a long time. Art, the fine art exhibition, always go in there.
Yeah.
I like to make it down to the pet pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
I think they still call it that. They often have some kind of show going on, showing off what dogs can do.
That one's great.
I could probably sit there all day and that would be fine.
Yeah.
And then I don't go on any rides, but I have to usually have a sky ride.
Ooh, the sky ride's
on what
great.
Are those things called?
Yes.
The monorail? It's not really, that's what they're called at Disneyland, I think.
Yeah, it's a...
They're like the cable,
yeah.
Cable cars.
Cable cars, yeah, kind of.
That was you like for skiing, kind of.
Yeah.
And if you are there in the evening and you do that and all the lights are on at the fair, it's really fun.
It's so fun to look down and see just like the crowds of people.
And people throw things off their...
They do.
Off of those onto the roofs. And then you see all kinds of weird things like underwear. I'm like, who...
Yeah, that's weird.
Did that?
I've never done... like any of the rides or games, but this year I bought some tickets.
Wait, what?
when I bought
tickets,
my mom and I are tickets.
Like, rides?
Yeah, you can get like your ride tickets and it's like rides and games. So.
Oh my God, wait.
What, I don't think I'm going to do.
Are you doing.
I probably won't do any
toss?
Crazy rides. If there's like a mirror, you know, like the fun house or something, maybe we'll see. But I'm hoping I can win something, win some sort of prize. Not ring. I think ring toss is hard.
Yeah, it always just bounces off. You can't do that.
I'm trying. I think I'm going to do balloon darts.
Okay.
That's supposed to be... I did some reading online about how to win carnival games.
You've done research?
And
this is like a whole
darts.
Day. You spend the whole day there.
I'm not sure. Last year, we went early afternoon, and it was hot.
Yeah.
It was so hot, and I should have worn shorts.
Ooh.
And we were running around too much.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a night, either a night fair or a morning.
Uh-huh. Those are the,
yep. How about you?
Yeah, those are my preferred. Like, I've done morning at least one time, but I've done night more often. Like,
you
get there late afternoon and stay until it's pretty much done.
Yeah.
And you're just, sometimes I've seen concerts there.
Yeah.
But, I like it because I don't want it to be so hot.
Oh, I know.
And there's just like a different atmosphere at night.
Yeah.
If I go to the fair this year and it's unknown if I am or not, if I go, I want to go all in. Like, I want to do a bunch of stuff.
That's what I was thinking when I bought the tickets. They're like, do you want these fair, like, game and ride tickets? And I'm like, yes. Do you want to add the coupon book?
You're like, yes. Yeah. If I'm going to go, I want to do the whole thing.
Because, it's a thing. You cannot just roll up and park. Right, like you. Well,
yeah, no.
Maybe
you're
if you
in
live
it.
Near, but
you're in
you're
it.
Taking a shuttle from somewhere.
You're shuttling.
You're bringing
all
your Band-Aids. You're bringing Advil. You're bringing Pepsi.
You
got to
bring all your stuff.
Yeah, you got to be ready.
It's a thing. One of my dreams at the fair is to get one of those airbrush T-shirts that people do.
Oh man!
I mean, I really want one of those.
Is it your name or what? You can just do.
I think you can get your name put on and one that's already done, or I think that you can request a design.
Ooh.
I'm not sure if they still have the same people there.
Yeah,
and they might have more than one stand, but one year I was there and I was looking at them and I didn't do it, much to my regret. So
this next time
airbrush t-shirt.
I like it. I've never gone to the shopping, like there's like a shopping area.
There's huge like the International Bazaar.
Yep. Never really like walked through. I walked a little bit through there, but not. Yeah. There's so much to explore, and there's lots of good swag, right? You can get like pencils or stickers.
Swag.
So yeah.
In one of the pavilion, like the horse pavilion, there's one that's like more like as seen on TV kind of crap that people are selling, like a flea market atmosphere where it's like, do you want this floor polish or this whatever? Like, it's just like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's fun.
Yeah. I forgot to mention the llama fashion show. Have you been?
No.
Ugh, it's incredible.
Okay.
Saw it for the first time last year. It's
llama fashion show.
Kind of amazing.
I have done no research.
It's like the owner. I think it's maybe 4-H related or adjacent. But the like walker dresses up like the person that's walking the llama around has a costume, and then the llama has a little costume too.
I'm getting some Mommy and Me vibes off of this, which are very strange.
Mommy and Me? What do you mean? Oh.
Like when you and your child dress, like the mom is dressed in a dress, and then the child has
llama,
you know, and me.
Llama and me.
Okay. So, do you want to talk about food?
I do. I have a short quiz for you.
Wait, a quiz? Oh, I love quizzes.
This is... would you eat it? Outrageous fair foods.
For Minnesota State Fair?
This is...
Just in general.
I was going through this list, and I was disappointed to learn that these are AI-created State Fair foods. Like, they typed in, like...
They don't exist?
North Dakota State Fair food, and then it was created. So we don't have to do a lot. We'll just
but
do
are
a
they
few.
Real foods, or
They're
are they...
They're not real foods, but
oh
they could be.
Oh, my God. All right, all we'll right, just do all a few. Right.
Would you eat it? Root beer float ravioli.
No.
Gross. I hate root beer. Do you like
no,
it?
No, I like it. Ugh. But not a root beer float. No. I don't want ice cream in it. It's gross.
Biscuit and gravy ice cream sandwich. Butter pecan ice cream with white gravy in it on a vanilla biscuit.
Try it.
You try it. Okay.
Try it.
Okay.
Try it.
The Churroctopus, which is a octopus-shaped churro.
Oh.
Each tentacle is a different flavor.
Yes.
I would totally try yes. it. Love a churro. Let's see. Pecan pie poppers. Mini pecan pies deep fried drizzled with bourbon caramel.
I mean, how is that not a real thing?
It's not. It should be.
I'm pretty sure that's real somewhere.
I would eat it.
Yes.
Buffalo blue cheese funnel cake.
No.
So
funnel cake.
Funnel cake.
Not.
This looks like cry dough. This photo looks like crinkle fries. Whatever.
What?
Funnel cake. I think some of these are trying to go for like sweet and savory. Funnel cake infused with blue cheese crumbles. Drizzled with hot sauce and ranch.
No.
I don't think so either.
Negative.
Cotton candy corn dogs.
No.
Cotton candy core.
No.
Wrapped in
no.
corn dog batter.
Absolutely not.
So there's no corn. There's no hot dog in there.
Oh.
It's like a.
God, that sounds.
I don't know.
Sickening.
Weird. It does.
I'm against cotton candy. P.S.
All right, last one. Would you eat it? We were talking about pickles.
Okay.
Pickle sundae, vanilla soft serve, garnished with dill pickles.
No.
Slices.
No.
With a tangy sweet pickle syrup and pickle
no,
whipped cream.
No, oh,
that's a lot of pickles.
Too much pickle. Can we not think pickle. Of a accent taste to put with it? I think that State Fair food is just, it's like a fantasy land
yes.
where people are like, there's no rules today.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat all the crap mm-hmm. that I want to eat, mm-hmm. that I fantasize about eating. I mean, maybe yeah. some people eat like this year round.
Yeah.
But the majority of people don't. But when you get there, you're just yeah. like, I can eat anything. And I yeah. want all the weird yeah. things. And I want to pile them all together. And I want the worst possible things for you all day.
Yeah. yeah. I think a big key is to share things. Like, don't try to.
No, you cannot.
You got to do, you know, you don't. I've gotten, like, one of the first years I went.
Did you get sick?
I did because I went. To so Sweet Martha's cookies,
ugh.
They're great.
Could get to a anybody bucket, who doesn't line. Know,
they make so much money.
Yeah, millions of dollars on this chocolate chip cookie stand,
yep.
and the reason is that they give you can get a bucket, an
yeah.
ice cream bucket size.
Yep. You could also get a cone, but the great thing
the
is
cone
like, stack it up
is like overflowing. The whole thing about these cookies is you get like. 5 dozen cookies of your own. If you just order like a bucket,
yeah.
Then everybody yep. walks around with their bucket.
Yeah, the bucket. Or you like see it on the people bring them home.
But the thing is yep. this: have you ever brought Martha's cookies home?
I haven't. I've only eaten them.
I think.
Yeah.
And then the next day you're like, this is
not
special.
They're
not
as good.
No, they have to be hot.
Oh, they gotta be hot.
Or they're just yeah. a. It's just like this is not yeah. special at all.
I think they sell the. They either sell the dough or you
they
can
do.
Buy it right. At
they sell the dough
yeah.
at grocery stores, but
yeah, I've never tried that.
Went
the year I got sick, I got some cookies and then went over to the all you can drink milk tent, which in my years
I've never
ago
been. I've
used
never
to
been.
Be only 50 cents.
Oh,
or it's, 25
I,
or 50 cents. It's not anymore. It's
I
like
saw
a dollar,
news story.
Dollar
saw
$2.
No, news flash, hot State Fair news. This year the all you can drink milk. $10 is
$3. $3?
Hey, times are tough. Ooh. Times are tough. We got a jacket on the milk.
Oh, man.
I mean, I still think that's pretty cheap. For, but
for
yeah.
All you can drink milk.
It was a dollar. It was like 50 cents.
It was definitely 50. It
all
was
you
less
can
than a dollar
drink.
For sure. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a great combo for those first few, but maybe I think it was maybe just too much dairy.
I mean,
you got there's cheese curds.
Is it whole milk? It's. maybe too much fat.
It might be.
Like,
it,
with the cookie, but you're just
I haven't gotten sick since then. So, just, like, listen to your body when you're at the fair.
Yeah, you have to share, or you're just, you're only going to be able to try a couple things if you're just doing it yourself. Well, I guess if you're there all day.
As much as I love the Australian potatoes, I mean, it's just going to be my mom and I sharing them, so I don't know if it's worth it.
You get a few good bites in, and then you're kind of like, I'm done with this. No. And then you're on to the next thing, I guess?
The only way I can see you being able to, like, try, if you want to try all the new foods and, like, go for your faves, like corn dog, cheese curds, like, you have to go more than a day. And there are people that do, like, there are
they
people
do,
that go more than a day.
There are so many people that go multiple days.
Yeah, multiple days. I've never done that.
No, I haven't either.
Usually every few years.
It's one day if I go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people go multiple days, and so they spread the eating out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, okay, what's your favorite classic state fair food?
Hmm.
Are you a Pronto Pup person? Are you a mini donuts?
Oh, man.
Are you a corn, like the roasted corn that people are always walking around with?
The corn is great. I mean, you cannot go wrong with a corn dog.
No.
I love mini donuts.
Mini donuts.
Love. I use, like,
yeah.
I usually have to get mini donuts. That's mini probably my go-to.
Mini donut. Controversial opinion. Mini donuts over those Sweet Martha cookies.
Whoa.
Yes.
Controversial.
Yeah. Like, if someone said you can only have one of these
things. Oh, I would choose mini donuts.
Yeah. Mini donuts.
Yep.
Because they're hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so good.
They're so good.
All right. We ready to dive into it?
Let's talk about our state fair foods
that
we picked for each other.
So, I picked a classic food for Rebecca to make, which is fried pickles.
Fried pickles.
Love them with ranch.
Ranch dipping sauce. Mm. Everything has a ranch dipping sauce.
That's
at
so
the
good.
Fair.
Love it.
Right. Okay, why did you pick it?
I was looking at the new foods list and, like, nothing was, like, jumping out to me to do a dupe. And then I did think about the cookies and I found
Sweet Martha.
I did.
You were gonna try to make me duplicate Sweet. Oh,
yes,
geez.
I did.
Oh no.
But and I did find a few copycat recipes online, but it just nothing.
Okay.
It didn't seem super. Nothing special, as far as chocolate chip cookies go. And I mean, Sweet Martha's is never gonna. They're never gonna release their recipe.
Why would they?
It's hard to find. You're not going to find it online.
Sure.
Just trying to think of something that would be easier to make
fried.
At home. Yeah, fried. So,
I mean,
yeah.
you got to have something fried, something on a stick. Mm-hmm. Everything's on a stick.
And yeah, I love.
These are not on a stick.
They are not. Yeah, that's another thing. Things on a stick, kind of a challenge to make.
And you went
home
with the classic recipe. Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker, hometown.
I was like, damn, you really went old
hometown
school.
Hometown mascot. I, side story. I emailed Betty Crocker and General Mills about wanting to tour their test kitchen. And I think you can guess, like, the answer I got.
What was it? No.
Yeah, it's a no. I was like,
why?
I was like, hey, I'm like, we're doing a podcast.
Oh, wait, this
Minnesota
is for
State
us?
Fair for us to tour.
Holy crap,
and
that would have been amazing.
And I talked about how, like, I won a blue ribbon at the State Fair, and I love to bake, and it would be so special to be able to tour this kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Even knowing that, like, they used to give tours,
bucket
but now they
list.
Don't. And I just, it would be a bucket list item.
Why
but
don't they, why
I
they
just
say
got
no?
the pat, like, thank you for your interest. And then they're not open for tours. But it sounds amazing. They've got a cookbook library. They have a whole photo
what?
Studio.
Oh, my God.
Let people in.
Let us in.
start doing tours again.
Wow.
It would be a dream.
If we ever got in there, there'd be a very special episode of Recipe
Absolutely.
Challenge.
So
wow.
I was bummed to just get that, like, pat answer. But it's okay. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe someday.
All right.
What recipe did you pick?
Okay. I don't know what mine's called now. Technically, what is it called?
Peanut butter bacon cakes. And they're going to be, I'm so excited. I'm actually
peanut
so
butter,
excited about these.
Bacon cakes. Okay, here's why.
Yeah, tell me.
I was
tell
like,
me why.
I need
It's a new food.
It's new this year.
Yep.
No one has had it.
Mm-mm.
Won't have it till the end of August. I was like, I need something that screams State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Something you would not make for yourself. So this is a pancake built around pieces of bacon.
Yep.
Slices of bacon with, so the pancake has bacon inside. On top of that, you put peanut butter whipped cream.
Oh, yes.
Jelly.
Yeah, there's some grape jelly.
And then some banana chips.
Banana chips.
And that's a concoction that you eat. It sounds so State Fair. And the picture looked pretty good.
It does look good.
And so that was just like this thing. And then I had to like, I tried to look for.
You found some great ones.
There was a Martha Stewart
bacon pancakes.
Which I was like, oh, Martha, I can't imagine you eating these. Probably there's no way in hell she's ever had them. And then just a whip, peanut butter whip, which.
Yep.
Okay. And then after that, I was like, how in the hell has it never occurred to me in my entire life to make peanut butter whipped cream from scratch?
Right?
Why not? I love it. I could probably eat the whole bowl.
My favorite part of that recipe is that they're like, creamy peanut butter, not natural. Like, it says in parentheses, like, you better not be using natural peanut butter. No, we need high fructose corn syrup.
Because you need to have that texture, that light, to, like, fluffy, actually to get it to whip the oily, the oil. And so, yeah, it just seemed very State Fair, something I would never make for myself at home.
Yeah.
But cannot wait to eat it.
I can't wait either.
So this is a little bit different today because neither one of us have actually completed our food. We've done parts, but we usually have it ready. And then when we break, we're eating.
Yep.
We have to break and make and eat deep fry these pickles in some oil.
What have you done so far? You made the ranch.
I have the ranch dipping sauce, and then I made there's a wet buttermilk. Buttermilk is
buttermilk and both.
We really big buttermilk day. It's buttermilk and red pepper sauce. Ooh. And then the dry is like flour, cornmeal, and some Cajun spice.
Okay.
It's going to be spicy. So
they're a little spicy.
And so you dredge.
You need that ranch to cool it down.
Yeah, you do. So you dredge in the wet, the dry, fry it.
These are going
to
be good.
Dipping sauce.
Yum.
So really all I need to do is fry.
Okay, great.
But like, I don't know how that's going to go.
Did you try the ranch yet?
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've tried. This is the thing, though. I've tried a couple times to make ranch dressing, and it never turns out exactly what I want.
Yeah.
I do not know what it's missing. And I think it might be missing for me onion powder.
Mm-hmm.
This has no onion powder in it.
Oh, is there garlic in it?
What's it had one clove of garlic.
Okay.
Could have had more.
Yeah.
And it has a bunch of herbs, including chives.
Okay.
That chive taste is maybe where they think they're getting their onion.
Right, but no,
it's
you
not
need a little
concentrated
more
enough. I was like, Betty Crocker, you're kind of missing the mark on the ranch. So yeah. I shouldn't be saying that because I shouldn't prejudice you against my ranch dressing.
That's okay. I asked.
But it's a little bit off.
Okay.
But, you know, like a couple weeks ago, I tried to make a ranch dressing from the New York Times and it sucked too. So, all right. So
I have made the pancakes.
Okay.
But the whipped cream has to be made kind of like right before you make it. So,
yes. A lot of this is time sensitive.
It's pretty time sensitive.
Like, because if you're at the fair, you're like standing there frying and then dumping them out and serving them. So we're trying to recapture some fair energy.
All right, we'll be back.
All right, ready?
Ready.
Go. And we're back.
We're back. Oof.
Ooh, that wasn't it. Oh, man. That was a kitchen adventure.
I'm not Flavor Town.
I know. Flavor Town. I'm not a frying person. So, like,
you did
to
it.
Me, that was quite an adventure to be deep frying.
The oil heated up pretty fast.
It did. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
The whole thing was not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
About golden. Do you want to start with pickles?
Pickles. All right. Okay. So, I'll just describe the process. These are pickle chips.
Yes.
I bought Clausen pickle chips.
Yep.
These are a good brand to buy because they're big.
Yeah. Yeah, they're big.
These are a pretty big surface. Mm-hmm. So easy to, so you dredge them in buttermilk and hot sauce. Mm-hmm. So that's your wet. Then you go into a flour, cornmeal.
Oh, there's flour in there too. Okay. Flour, cornmeal.
And Cajun spice mix. Mm-hmm. So these are a little, have a little bit of a bite. Yeah. Not really.
Yeah. I didn't feel like they were.
I feel like the buttermilk probably cancels it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do that, throw them in the oil for like 2 to 3 minutes. They get kind of golden. And then you set them out on a piece of
paper towel.
You serve them with the ranch dipping sauce. They were good.
I thought the ranch was good. I mean, I didn't try the ranch on its own, but just as a dipper.
It's okay.
It's good.
It's okay. As a dipping sauce, I think. Yeah, it's better with the pickles.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought I was pretty impressed with the texture.
Yeah, good crunch. They got
crunchy.
Yep.
Because of cornmeal.
Good batter to pickle ratio. It wasn't like, you know, like you eat sometimes something and it's like, there's like all batter.
You're like, fun. It doesn't coat them. They're not like completely coated.
No.
It's more of a light coating. It gets crunchy.
Yeah. Good.
I thought they were good.
It's good. A little salty for me.
Yeah.
Do we think it was the Cajun seasoning?
I think it was the Cajun seasoning. And what I was saying is that when I was at the store, I noticed that you could get Cajun seasoning that's salt free. And I was like, well, I mean, I just don't buy Cajun seasoning. Yeah. So I was like, well, why does that matter? Well, yeah. I think we found out that if you don't do that, real salty.
And it called for more salt on top when they're done, and that would have been way too much.
So I think what they should say for the recipe, Betty Crocker, if you're listening, I'm pissed that you won't want us into your test kitchen. But if you did, I would say, let's make this recipe, Betty, with salt-free Cajun seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll try it one way without putting the extra salt on it that you asked for.
Yep.
And then we'll try it with no extra salt.
Yep.
Because, it was, you didn't notice it at first, but on your second chip, on the back end, this is super salty.
And maybe add some onion powder to the ranch dressing or something else.
Yes. You could tweak this.
Yeah.
It's tweakable.
Get us in the test kitchen. We'll do it.
If you get us in there, we can fix this problem for you.
We'll do it.
All right, so then we had...
Oh, my gosh. Peanut butter bacon.
Peanut butter pancakes. Whatever you want to call it.
I mean, holy hell, this peanut butter whipped cream.
Why have I never tried this?
Needed on everything.
Yes.
Wanted on everything.
What the hell? It will go on everything.
Actually, not on anything. Just with a spoon.
Just eat it with a spoon. Eat a big bowl of it.
It's heavy cream, peanut butter, not natural. Or crunchy.
Yeah, not crunchy.
Vanilla confectioner sugar.
Oh my God, delicious.
So good. And so I kind of messed up a little bit when making it because you're only supposed to whip the cream and peanut butter together first.
Oh.
And then add in the sugar and the vanilla, but it was fine. Wait. I just threw it all in at once. It was fine.
So you're supposed to whip the peanut butter and the cream and then whip it again with the sugar,
like keep it going and then
you dump the sugar in.
But
you know what, you could not tell.
It was great.
It was so good.
Really gave me some good like sweet and savory. I love the sweet savory combo.
Yeah,
with the bacon
and you know what butter. Here's the only those things, the pancakes, the bacon, and the peanut butter whipped cream.
Yeah.
All really standout tastes.
Yes.
Then the jelly and the banana chips, they're just lost.
Yeah. The chips don't have a ton of banana flavor. And maybe it needed more jelly, although maybe the jelly would have like competed with the peanut. Well, okay, I see what they're going for with the peanut butter and jelly.
I see what they're going for. I'm not against the jelly.
Yeah.
I'm taking the bananas away and putting on some toasted walnuts.
Okay.
Gotta be toasted.
Something for a crunch.
Yes. Crunch. And then you're going to get that walnut taste for sure. And I think that's going to be amazing.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It was good. I was surprised at how good it was. So if you're at the state fair, would you order this pancake?
Like,
bacon cakes. Would you get them?
Like before making them, or just like
now if I just that you've saw made the them? List? Now that you've made them, are you going to try the real thing?
Yes, I'm going to.
Okay, because you will know.
I need to know.
And
I need to know what I want. I want to look behind. I want to see like if I can peer behind
and see what they're doing
when I'm in line. Like see what they're doing.
What kind of like what's their bacon situation?
Yeah.
How are they cutting the bacon up?
Yep.
Okay. All that. And then are you going to get fried pickles?
Yes.
You are.
Which I've had before, you get it as an app or something in a restaurant.
Are you going to get them at the state fair?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think I've had them at the fair before. Okay. So we're going to do it.
Okay.
And again, yes, we'll watch the process.
So I feel like the fried pickles are not something I would make at home. I don't know what occasion I'm making these fried pickles for, unless I'm having people over for, I don't even know what.
I don't know.
What would you make a fried pickle at home? To me, it's a restaurant or a fair food.
Like game day.
Game day.
Maybe. Which might be a future theme.
But then again, I would never make the bacon pancake thing for myself. I'm not going to make that. But for fair food is outstanding.
Yeah, it was good. Are you ready to vote?
Yes.
All right. What's your vote?
Bacon pancake.
Yeah, me too.
So good.
That's my vote.
I love it.
Who knew?
Who knew
you could bake? Who knew peanut butter whipped cream existed?
I picked this because I thought it looked outrageous. I was wrong. These are pretty good.
Nice.
Pretty good. And if I go to the fair, I will try them. I will hunt them down. I will find I will find these cakes and I will try them.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to. Yeah. If we compare. We'll have to, we'll have to compare.
Compare. Go. Yeah. But these homemade ones were pretty good.
Any other fair business we need to
this is just
attend
this
to.
Is dumb, but I did look up what are the biggest state fairs.
Oh yeah,
because I thought maybe Minnesota, but I thought I knew about Texas. Texas is number one.
This is for like number of
I think they're going visitors. By visitors.
Okay, that makes sense.
It said Texas was 2.5 million per year in 2022.
Okay.
And Minnesota State Fair was 1.8 million.
So we're number two.
We're number two.
Iowa's pretty big, but that...
Iowa, actually.
That was not so big.
We're doing 2022 numbers. Iowa is sixth on the list at 1.11 million. Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I've always heard the Iowa State Fair is pretty large and in charge. And these are 2022 numbers when people still might have been holding back.
Yeah, that's true.
We need to get some 2024 numbers.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
I'm hoping... My mom and I are going on the first day of the fair, which I've never done, and that's supposed to be the least busy day, so we'll see.
The first day of the fair.
First day.
All right, so we will have a follow-up on our next episode just about your experience at the fair.
Yes.
Did you eat the bacon cakes, and what did you think? And if I do make it to the fair, I will also give my food report.
That sounds good.
All right.
Are you ready for the next theme?
Yes.
All right.
I am ready.
I was having trouble. I was going back and forth between two themes.
Okay.
One was back to school season.
So we know it's not that.
The other theme.
We know it's not back to school.
Is apples. Like apple season. Apples. So we're combining the two. It's after school snacks, apples. After school apples.
After
is the theme.
School apples.
After school apples. Your favorite after school snack featuring apples. Well, it doesn't have to be your favorite, but an after school snack featuring apples.
Sweet or savory?
Either.
Okay.
Either.
Okay.
I bought a apple cookbook at the thrift store this summer and a sweater, which was funny because
of course you did.
It was the beginning of July and I'm like, I would like this apple cookbook and a sweater.
So you
please.
Have an apple cookbook.
I do, but you can look at it.
I see how it is.
It just jumped out to me and I love pretty much anything with apples. I love baking with apples.
I do have to say that I did not eat apples after school. I ate crap.
Thank you for, I feel seen. Thank
like
you for
what,
saying that.
I mean, give me some sandwich cookies and some other
chips. Cheese
candy.
Melted on chips.
Yeah, whatever.
Bagel bites.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, there was no apple eating. But we'll pretend. We'll pretend this is a very wholesome household and the children that live here cannot have sugar. Well, no, we won't do that because what if we pick something?
It could.
Okay, I'm
can
getting...
I make it healthy. Do you want to make it healthy?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I'm not against sugar.
Okay.
I am seeing, like, to me, the mom is at home. The parent, I shouldn't say mom. The parent is at home monitoring the snack for it to be apples.
Yes.
Because if it's a child like me was left on my own after school, there is no way I would ever choose an apple.
Oh, yeah, same.
That was a pretty, like, junk food intense.
Same,
kid.
Yes.
But this will be a nice fantasy.
A redo. if you will. Now I might have some apples and peanut butter, but not as a kid. I wasn't reaching for apples.
Nope. Okay, and also, can your apple snack be in the shape of an animal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Whimsy.
Whimsy is okay.
And not to make things so wild, but maybe we want to take a trip to the orchard.
Oh my God.
We'll see.
Orchard.
We'll see. It's coming up. All right. We'll see.
We'll see.
It's still so warm out. It's hard,
it's so hot.
You know, you want to think about.
I'm going to tell this really, really quickly story. If you have to go, we understand. But we went
fast forward.
We went to the orchard last year. Yes. It was the beginning of October and it was the hottest.
So hot.
It had to be 90, 95 in the beginning of October in Minnesota. And we went to the orchard and while we were there, there was a game where you had to like put an apple into a slingshot and pull it back and let it fly to hit a target.
Yeah, like went through a hoop or target or something.
And guess who?
I did.
Katie got it. She did it.
Oh my gosh.
An amazing feat.
I'm so excited.
And what did you get for
it? What a moment of joy.
What a moment.
I got a small plastic bag full of candy.
Candy?
Like a little sandwich bag.
Why didn't they give you free apples?
I know. They could have done better with their prizes. It's not like everybody was getting it in the Target.
Nobody.
It was a challenge.
That's why it was so amazing. Nobody was doing it. And you stepped up there and you just let it fly and it hit the Target or whatever it had to do. It was amazing. They should have given you free apples.
Yeah, I wanted a little bit more.
Like a big bushel of apples to take home.
Yeah, give me some apples.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll be at the orchard, orchard this year.
Yeah.
All right.
So, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, we really appreciate it.
This is not something we've asked for in the past, but we would love you to rate us.
Yes.
Wherever you listen and find your podcast.
Yes. We need those ratings.
We know that ratings boost listeners. Yeah. So
findability, if that's a word, which is not, I don't care.
You can just do stars, you can write something, you can not
don't
run
do
something.
One star.
Please no one star.
I mean, come on. This is like, we do this out of, this is a labor of love. Don't give us a one star.
There's no ads.
Nope.
That's a plus.
This is ad-free. Ad-free enjoyment. You don't have to do anything but listen to us gab on about food. So, you know, no one stars, but please give us a review if you feel so inclined.
Yes. And if you ever want to get in touch with us, you can email us at recipechallengepod@gmail.com or you can message us on Instagram at recipechallengepod.
Yes.
All right.
Check out Instagram. And will you be sharing some of your fair photos on our Instagram?
Yes, fair photos will be on there. Photos of our food
are
on there. We might try to take some video of trying
your fair food.
Trying the fair foods.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see you at the fair.
See you at the fair. Bye.